This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, you can take control of the show and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Listeners across the world are rejoicing right now to hear your dulcet tones coming across their airwaves. They don't have to listen to me try to bring in the each one of the segments.
Well, you said you wanted to start doing that more often.
Well, yeah, I think everyone would like it if I was a little better at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, yes, I am back, and my voice appears to be in normal shape at this point.
Pretty close.
We're good to go. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. As always, the bulletin board system is there. We've just eclipsed 850 members. I swear we just hit 800 last week. We are over 47,000 posts now, so be sure you go and get interactive there at freetalklive.com. Of course, like everything else, it is on the house. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. I want to kind of catch up on some emails, but of course it is your show, and you can call in about anything from the political to the personal. So if you want to take control of the phones, you know the number, 800-259-9231. A quick update. Last night we talked about the New London, Connecticut situation, with the homeowners in the Fort Trumbull area being, you know, having their homes being threatened by the state to
right.
take them from them. And, of course, they lost their Supreme Court case, and they have said that they are not going to leave. They are not going to respect
Good.
The decision of the Supreme Court. And the NLDC, which stands for the New London Development Corporation, which really is just a kind of a front corporation set up by the city of New London, mm-hmm. by the city officials, the NLDC apparently gave the homeowners notice yesterday, 90 days notice of eviction. Turns out the eviction notices weren't actually eviction notices. They were just sort of threats.
Yes, eviction threats.
Saying, get out in 90 days, because they were not from a judge. They weren't signed by a judge.
Right.
So therefore, they didn't have any sort of legally binding power. Not that the homeowners would have cared anyway, because these people are going to stay in their homes until they are drug from their homes, basically. Maybe living, maybe dead. I'm not sure how far they're willing to take it. But, you know, yesterday we asked the question, how far would you go, you know, if you were the homeowners in this case? If you were ordered out of your home by the city government, how far would you go to protect your castle? I mean, a man's home or a woman's home is their castle. You know, that's the castle doctrine. You should retreat back to your home, but retreat no farther. When you're ordered out of your home, what do you do? You know, that was the question on the show yesterday, and I suggested that you can't go back any further than your home. You can't retreat any farther than your castle. I think that once you've exhausted every legal option, and these people have, they've been to the Supreme Court. They've exhausted every legal option that they have
yeah.
to resolve this problem, to resolve this threat of force by the government. And at this point, the government, in the form of the NLDC, has said, all right, 90 days until you're out. So, assuming you're going to disobey that order, when the jackbooted thugs come to remove you from your home after 90 days, how do you react to that? And there's been some controversy over this. Some people have suggested that you should have people stand in your front yard, get a bunch of other people to come and, you know, show support for you and have them stand in your front yard, but you shouldn't use any force to resist the government, which means that when they say they are going to arrest you, you simply turn around and allow them to cuff you and take you off of the property. In which case, what's the point? I understand where the person is coming from who's suggesting that no force should be used in response to this force.
It shows how evil the government is.
To show how evil.
Right. Like other people will see, this is a bad government we have going here.
My suggestion, my answer to that is that people have seen this time and time again. I understand that this isn't a Waco situation,
right.
It's not a Ruby Ridge, but there have been examples of how bad our government is and how violent and how corrupt and how unjust and terrible our government is, and people have seen it. It's been on the news. It's gotten coverage, and it's enraged a lot of people.
And
in the
time
past.
And again, nothing happens.
Yeah, and then, you know, time goes by, and everybody goes back to work, and the people who were killed remain dead, and their family members grieve, and then things move on. Everybody forgets. Life goes on. What good is it all done? So my suggestion was that they threaten the enforcers. I suggested that at 30 days out from the 90-day limit, they issue a press release saying, we're not going anywhere, and anybody that wants to enforce this eviction notice will be shot at. And the way, where I'm coming from on that is, it's not like I want to go out and see blood spilled. I don't want to see anybody get harmed. But this is a government that has overstepped its bounds. This is a government that is using force on people with no justification whatsoever. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. The Supreme Court is out of control.
I have to agree they're out of control. I'm too scared to advocate that, but I'd have to say that I consider them to be justified. Like, I'm not
if they
say,
were to do that?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that that's what somebody should do, that the people of New London should arm themselves and put up armed resistance to the police after they've sent out a 30-day notice. I like the 30-day notice idea. I think that's good.
The basic underlying premise...
I think they're justified in doing it.
Yes, and the underlying premise there is that there's some old axiom, some old saying that's, that goes something like, I'm paraphrasing here, but the government that fears the people, when the government fears the people, there's liberty, and when the people fear the government, there's tyranny.
Yeah.
So at some point, this tide has to turn, because if we just sit here and let the government take our homes from us and take our cars from us and take all of our money from us and we just shrug our shoulders and say, gosh, I hope some people see this and get angry. I hope some people see, for instance, the person that was advocating the nonviolent response mm-hmm. posted a video of Martin Luther King and some of his supporters from back in the 60s walking. I'm not sure where in the South this was taking place, but they were doing some sort of a protest march. And there was a line of cops that had lined up with riot gear on, and they were ready for these protesters. The cops had a bullhorn. They were announcing, you need to disperse, you need to disperse, this is your last warning. And the marchers, the protesters, peaceful group, just walking down Main Street, basically, continued marching, and the cops ran right into them, trampled over these people, beat people. It was all caught on camera. And I had to ask myself, if I was participating in this, what more would I have gotten beyond a head bashed in?
Well, I have to say that, you know, what you're talking about, like a freedom of mobility, you know, government land, people should be able to go on in public use, that whole kind of thing. And it's different than the stealing of one's home.
Certainly.
You know, every day I can go out there and I can get beaten by the cops to show that this is an evil situation.
Mm-hmm.
I've only got one day to get my house taken away, because when I go back, they're going to have knocked it down.
Right.
So this is it's more of a situation of a stand as opposed to, progressively pushing your rights.
Absolutely. Not only is it a stand, but it's the last stand. Because once you're out, once they arrest you from your own house and they throw you out, like you said, they're going to knock it down or change the locks, and it's not going to look good for you to go back after that point.
Yeah.
You've already lost possession of, possession is 9/10 of the law. It's your house. It's your last, the final frontier of your privacy and your private property. If you don't defend that with force, then I think that you're totally ineffective. Anyway, I was just kind of recapping that. The news today is that the governor of Connecticut has now ordered the New London Development Corporation to rescind the relocation notices that it sent to some of the property owners at Fort Trumbull. So the governor's demanding that they withdraw these eviction notices.
Good.
I'm presuming they're going to follow suit and respect what the governor is saying, but I'm not sure if that necessarily has happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the latest word. So the 90 days may be off for now. Of course, we'll keep you updated as to as things progress.
I've just got to kind of wonder, since these people have to be in a sort of limbo. I mean, what's happening with their property taxes and that kind of thing?
I wouldn't be paying them if they were sending property tax bills, because they're already asking for back rent. The city of New London's telling these property owners that they owe for 5 years' worth of rent payments now, which is just crazy. We've got your responses to this insanity coming up. 800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. Where do you draw the line? Is it at your property line? This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
The weather is getting warmer, and you'll be out on the highway towing, which creates heat and premature wear in your automatic transmission. Make sure you protect your vehicle with Protecta Synthetic Transmission Treatment. Protecta will reduce wear, heat, and deposits. Don't get stuck along the road waiting for a tow truck. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. So, you got a new ride. Now it's time to protect that engine with Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment. Protecta offers a 200,000-mile warranty on the engine, which is the best in the industry. When it comes to maximum performance and a long-lasting ride, get more when you treat it right with Protecta Engine Treatment from SFR, available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually have a photograph taken of themselves, holding up some sort of evidence that they listen to the show. Usually that entails them holding up signage that says Free Talk Live or somehow references the show. And, of course, that qualifies them for entrance to the Shrine, which is the purpose is not to necessarily be a beauty contest. It's not at all. It's the purpose is to just simply show off that we have women listening. Not only just women, but women so dedicated that they would go through that process in order to become part of the Shrine.
All ages, colors,
yeah,
shapes.
Exactly. So go check it out at freetalklive.com. We're talking about New London, Connecticut, of course. As you know, if you're likely to know, that this is Fort Trumbull is the neighborhood in question. The government of New London has formed a front group, a corporation called New London Development Corporation, and is actively seeking to take the property from seven homeowners. They've already taken property from plenty of other people that sold out and have left town. But these seven have decided that they don't want to go anywhere. These are their houses. In fact, some of these seven have had family living in these houses for decades.
Yeah, generations.
Literally on back to prior to the turn of the 19th, you know, the 20th century.
Right.
I mean, a long time. Anyway.
Fort Trumbull's not a new neighborhood.
No. And so the government is saying that they want these houses. They fought it in court over years. Finally, the Supreme Court said, well, okay, government, you can take whatever you want. And so these people are saying, the homeowners are saying, no, we're not going to leave. We don't care what you said, Supreme Court. These are our homes, and we have a right to property in this country, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and we're not going anywhere.
So, I hope that they're very successful, because I can't wait to see how the government backpedals in this particular instance. Because, you know, they'll have to come up with some way why it's legal that they didn't go in and kill all these people.
Maybe so. We'll see what happens. It's definitely something we're going to continue following here. But the question on the table right now is, how far would you let them push you? How far, if the government wanted to confiscate things of yours, I mean, the government confiscates cars all the time.
Tax money.
Confiscate tax money all the time. But when they want to come confiscate your house, will you let them? If you don't want to let them, how far will you let them push you? If they tell you you've got 90 days to get out of your house, on day number 90, what are you going to do when the guys in blue carrying guns come to get you? So we got a couple people with emails.
Bad boys, bad boys.
We have a couple of people with emails in regards to that question. This one from Rich. He says, the question came up about when it's appropriate to resist the police with violence. The answer is simple. When the government or their agents initiate aggression against you and all nonviolent options have been exhausted. Simple answer.
It does sound like, and it sounds like they fulfill that simple answer.
Go through all of the legal channels. Go through all of the publicity channels. Do everything you can to get the venomous state off of your back. But if they continue to push, at some point you're going to have to push back, in my opinion. He says, Rich says, when someone attacks you or threatens you with violence, they're in the wrong, plain and simple. It doesn't matter whether or not they're wearing a badge. In New London, the government has become a thieving gang, threatening force to remove people's rightful property. Those property owners have exhausted every nonviolent option available to them. They are now perfectly justified in using force to protect their property. And, in fact, I wasn't necessarily suggesting, I'm not suggesting at all that they go out and initiate force. We're just saying defense.
That seems like a good idea.
We're saying defense. But threaten them in advance so they know what's going to come if they decide to come try and take their property.
Because they may very well. I think that'll give them pause.
Absolutely.
It really does. It really will.
Those cops don't want to die. They got families to go
home to. The bureaucrats will be like, oh, my God, this is going to be a public relations mess.
Maybe so. There is absolutely no legitimate reason for the government to force these people off of their lands. In Nawlins, what nonviolent options are left for those homeowners? Armed gangs are coming to remove them from their property. If even one cop or soldier fires even a single shot or tosses a single tear gas grenade in a move to get those people off their land, I believe the homeowners should shoot back.
There's I got a point on Nawlins is a little different than New London for one reason. Narlands is a health hazard, too. I mean, the avian flu is cropping up there. Cholera, which hasn't been seen in this country.
Does that give the government justification to eject people from their homes?
One could say, right, that there's this giant fabric that we're all a piece of.
That would be sounding a little collectivist.
It's a little gobbledygookish.
Uh-huh.
But what if the bubonic plague was starting in Narlands and the only way to stop it was to get everybody out of there? What if that was the only way? Would it be okay then, Ian?
No.
Because there's going to be some nut job who's going to be defending his
Let
house.
Let him get the bubonic plague if that's what
they
want.
Yeah, but it's going to spread. The avian
not
flu
if you're
is
not
spreading.
Around.
Cholera is spreading. This stuff, it travels from person to person, my friend. I don't know everything about cholera. I know
well,
that it has
they're
something
in
to
their
do.
Houses by themselves, and it's not going to travel to anybody else.
Yeah. How many people outside of the area should die of avian flu so that these people's rights to...
I don't have an answer,
protected.
But maybe Rich in
don't.
Utah does. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey,
hello,
Rich. I wanted to thank you for reading my email.
Oh, that's you.
This
okay, hello.
Rich from the email.
Yes.
Had no idea you were going to read me on the air today, but I do appreciate it.
I didn't
it.
Know you were going to call in. Otherwise, I'd have gone to your call sooner.
But, you know, my you've asked the question, you know, how far do you go in protecting your liberty and protecting your property?
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase your question. If you're not willing to fight and even die for it, how much is it really worth to you?
You mean your freedom and your liberty?
Your freedom, your liberty, your home,
right.
Your property. How much is it worth to you if you're not willing to fight for it?
It's a good question, Rich.
You're not willing to put yourself at risk to protect it. Live free or die.
That's what I say. Now, how would you answer Manwich's question about the bubonic plague situation? Should people be forced out of their homes if there's a health threat?
You know, I think they should be warned that there's a health threat and given the choice of whether they want to leave or stay.
What about me, though, Rich?
If they choose to stay there and they get sick, that's their problem. If they get sick and move out and start making other people sick, then they become a threat. They become the aggressor.
That's true.
And it's justified to use force to contain them.
Well, here's my question, Rich. It's living in what is essentially a giant toilet. It's a slowly receding toilet, but it's a toilet all the same, has caused outbreaks of diseases like the avian flu and cholera we haven't seen in this country on any level in a long time. And those diseases spread. They're communicable. And my question is, me here in Tampa Bay, Florida, I am endangered slightly at this point, but the danger could grow from avian flu. I don't think cholera can spread like that, but from avian flu, yes, in fact, I am endangered by these people who choose to live in these areas.
How are you endangered by somebody over in Louisiana?
Because people fly different places.
But they're staying in their flooded homes. I mean, I understand what you're saying here, but how long does the avian flu take to, I guess, show itself?
I don't know. It's a virus. Suppose the medical worker goes in to treat this person.
Yeah.
Then the medical worker goes home and has sex with his wife. Then his wife goes to visit her grandma in Tampa because everybody's grandma lives in Tampa. All right.
I think there's something you're missing here. You're presupposing that the government can handle the avian flu, and
I'm not saying that for a second.
Okay.
I'm only saying that that the living in a toilet bowl causes diseases.
Rich, final thoughts. Any response?
Well, if they're sick and they know it, then they need to be held responsible for whether or not they spread the disease.
That sounds good to me. Thanks, Rich. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. How far would you go in defending your freedom, your property, your possessions? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's MANGOSTEEN markets.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, last 6 days of the show. Are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee, none of that BS. You just go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. In fact, you can sign up for the podcast, and then we'll send you the archives automatically as soon as they're put online, which takes all the work out of it. Makes it easy for you. freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Mike in Alabama. This is a show about your calls. Mike, you want to talk to us about the disease risk in the flood zone area. What's up?
Yeah, the thing is, I don't buy the story about the disease risk, and the simple reason is if you want to prevent an epidemic, you quarantine people who might be affected. You don't take them out, move them through the affected area, then move them into the regular population, gather them together in groups. You know, you block off the area, you quarantine it, and you say, look, I'm sorry, you know, it's best if you stay in your house.
Oh, Mike? Mike? See you later, Mike. Probably a cell phone connection.
It could very well be. He'll probably...
No, he's still there.
Voice,
he's still there.
Voice over IP, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what I was saying is, you know, in a disease risk situation like this, you don't take people and move them out of the risk area through the regular population.
That doesn't make sense. Right.
You set up a perimeter around the place and ask people, hey, look, if you're still in the area, please stay in your homes. We'll try to drop you some supplies, but we don't want you moving in and out through the area, affecting the rest of the population.
Are you a medical expert of some sort? I mean,
I have basic military training in chemical warfare and biological warfare and that sort of thing. But
who reported the cholera case initially? Was that the government? Was that some government agency that reported the cholera case?
Well, that's from the beginning, that's what they've been saying. You know, they've been talking up, oh, yeah, this place is going to be a big disease zone for, you know, even when it's cleaned up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not buying the reasoning because that's standard, you know, that's the way that you dealt with smallpox and all that, you know, these...
Do you think that maybe they threw this out there? They threw out the whole cholera idea to give yet another excuse as to why people weren't allowed into the city? Like, well, oh, you can't come in. There's a cholera risk.
Right. I can understand that. I could understand that. I mean, you know, I'm not saying I agree, but, you know, that is a plausible reason.
Right.
But to take the people who are already in there who are possibly infected, if we give them the benefit of the doubt and say that their belief about these diseases is true, then you've got a population that is possibly already infected. You don't take these people, move them out into the general population where the disease will
spread. Great point. Thanks for the call, man. We certainly appreciate hearing from you, Mike. 800-259-9231.
The question I brought up is mainly because I was brought back in my argument by a friend of mine. Actually, he's the publisher of SRQ Magazine, where I work during the day. And he you know, asked me this question. He's more of a stoic. Like, he believes that the government should be able to do anything that it wants to do as long as we don't kill them.
Okay.
You know, like, he's got a very Darwinian philosophy in life.
Uh-huh.
And he sort of asked this question. you know, what about the diseases?
Well, here's how I feel about it. I think that, I mean, according to what Mike told me as far as how you deal with a disease like this, I heard the report about cholera. I heard that mentioned at one point in the past week or two's coverage on this situation.
Well, I can get you the story here on the avian flu, too.
Okay, and then it's just been gone. So if you found one case of cholera, wouldn't you presume that they would start testing some of the other evacuees for cholera as well, in which case they'd be likely to find some evidence that it exists elsewhere, you know, that somebody else has gotten it? I mean, you would expect that if it was a problem, the news would be getting out that there's a cholera alert in America, and, you know, you need to be careful with who you come in contact with. I mean, I don't know anything about cholera. I don't know how, you know, contagious it is. But it seems like that it was mentioned, and now it's gone. So I would suggest that if it really was a problem, we'd probably be hearing about it from somewhere.
Well,
anyway,
I would say that the cholera epidemic or whatever it is probably over. But
and I would think we could deal with cholera. I mean, don't you think we've got the solution for that?
I think we could probably deal with cholera.
Avian
flu, on the other hand, much bigger deal.
And I haven't heard anything about this avian flu, so you have to pull up that info.
Okay,
but in the meantime, we'll go to Clayton in Wisconsin. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I was on last night talking about the land pants.
Okay.
That's the only way that a person can protect her property.
Yes, you were saying that you had to get a land patent in order to actually really, truly own your property. Another word for it is a lodial title.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind tonight, Clayton?
Well, you know, with the people defending their homes and everything, I mean, Congress can also overturn what the Supreme Court did with voting.
They could, yes.
That's true.
I mean, that's you know, you've got to call your congressman.
There have been some rumblings about that, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
I don't personally think it's worth a hill of beans.
I don't know if calling a congressman is going to do much good. I mean, I think you could really get together some people and pound their phones, and maybe you could get an you know, a meeting with them, and at that meeting you might be able to get something done. But it seems like a letter to your congressman is a drop in the bucket, as it were.
Well, exactly. I mean, we all know that they want a new world order. You know,
well, I don't know about that. I think that's a little paranoid.
I think they want power.
Yeah.
I think they want control. I think they want a larger government.
Well,
and
why are they constantly using the Hegelian principle, you know, problem, reaction, solution? Why are they using that even?
I don't think that Congress has any. I mean, if what you're suggesting is true and there is some sort of black cloak conspiracy, I think it's very hard to believe that there would be 535 complicit members in this particular conspiracy and that they all be able to keep their mouths shut about it.
There's thousands of members.
Uh-huh.
They get paid for it. They get paid to be involved with the conspiracy. I mean, think about it.
I think that there's a conspiracy in a broad sense, that government conspires to grow itself, that that's its nature. I don't know if I believe in, I don't know what a new world order is. I don't know if I believe in it. I think it scares most people.
Well, it's on the back of your dollar bill right below the pyramid.
Right. That's all the evidence that somebody needs to prove that there really is such a thing. I mean, it really, all of it is really, it's interesting, some of the evidence that's out there. And yes, some politicians over time have uttered the phrase before. I mean, George Bush the First is famous for it back in the late 80s. However,
what about his 1990 speech to Congress? It was on 9/11, 1990.
Well, the world was in a different order at the time. I mean, be clear, Russia, the Berlin Wall had fallen. The Soviet Union was dying over there. I mean, it's going to be a new world order. United States is going to be the only superpower. I mean, one can turn his words either direction. I don't think that if there is a big new world order conspiracy, the politicians are going to announce it from the highest hilltop.
What about foreign troops on our soil, such as Mexican and Dutch troops?
Yeah, I'm not very comfortable with the idea that the Mexican army is driving supplies to.
How about the four
New
ships
Orleans,
coming down from Canada?
How about who?
The four ships coming down from Canada.
Not familiar with the four ships coming down from Canada.
Like the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
I'm not scared of the Canadian army at all, just to be clear.
So are you? You're kind of one of these subscribers to this theory that the power elite want to enslave everyone in the world and have them all harvest berries for them.
Well, they're already enslaved. Hmm? You're already enslaved by the dollar. You have to go to work every day to get that dollar.
You're right. And we're enslaved by the taxes that we have to pay on the dollar, and we're enslaved by the inflation that the federal government puts on.
One thing's for sure, regardless of whether or not there is this so-called conspiracy, the fact is, action is what needs to be taken. Clayton, thanks for the
call. We're all on the same side here.
Yeah, we need to do something about this big government, because one thing's for sure, government's getting bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive than ever. Whether or not there's a conspiracy behind it doesn't matter. We need to put a stop to it. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And
leave me alone.
It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. And we'll send you an email whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, whether it be a brand new affiliate or some other website announcement that we have for you. You'll find out first if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. Manwich, speaking of announcements, you have a correction to make.
Why don't you shut up? All right. The article I had on the avian flu, it appears as though it was some crackpot talking about how avian flu could take over. Now, I just, when I go through my news articles, you can imagine I got a couple hours to do prep, 1 hour to do prep most of the time, and I don't read every article that I look at here. I look at sometimes 50 articles in a day.
Hey, you know, if we got paid to do the show, we'd do a little bit more diligent show prep, right?
So, as all I do is I read the highlighted portions, and the highlighted portion here is, since 1997, the influenza strain H5N1 has killed dozens in Asia and forced the mass slaughter of chickens. Uh-huh. The virus is, and then, you know, it goes on to talk about how dangerous it is, and, you know, it uses the word New Orleans in here.
Oh, it does.
But, in fact, there are no reported cases of the avian flu in New Orleans.
I don't think there are any. Are there any reported cases anywhere in the United States?
I don't have a... No.
Okay. So, there are. So then in that case, Free Talk Live is not breaking any news about the avian influenza being found in Nolens tonight. So that has not happened. It was a mistake. There you go. So the only, so far, the only reported terrible disease was cholera, a case of cholera found somewhere in the city of Nolens. And I've heard that before as well. But again, it was reported and now it's gone. So apparently they haven't found anybody else. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Anything goes on Free Talk Live to George or Gearge.
Yeah, George.
It's George. Okay. Our board op spelled it Gearge in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel.
Are you in Dade County, George?
Huh?
Dade County?
No, I'm sitting on Hollywood Beach. I'm on vacation from DC.
Oh, it's TSA, George.
Yep.
What's going on, dude?
Dude, right now I'm really pissed off at either Dade County or Miami Beach, the city of it, for basically deciding to close Hollywood Beach at 5 o'clock right there instead of at dark.
Hmm.
It started this new thing in July where basically, and no matter what, they kick you out, they close the doors at 5, and they can't get in, but the beach is still open till dark. I was like, what the hell is up with this? I asked them why they do that, and they go, well, past 5, the gate goes home, so they can't make any more money after that, and that's why they closed it.
Wait, who goes home? The snack bar guy?
Yeah, the guy that, you got to pay for parking to get into that parking lot. That guy goes home and says, they go home at 5.
They close the gate.
Yeah, they don't make money.
This goes to show why the government shouldn't be in charge of anything. Because if this was a privately run beach, they'll keep somebody at that gate as long as they're making money.
Absolutely. And if it's in Florida during any time of the year, I mean, it's pretty busy on the beach.
Yep.
Yeah, tell me about it. They don't even maintain it like they used to. That thing is like 20 yards shorter from the entrance to the water than it was last year.
Oh, the beach?
Beaches grow and shrink. There's, it would take a lot of money to...
Do you remember when they did the restoration out here? They did that a long time ago.
They spent a whole bunch of money here to refurbish several different beaches, but Siesta Beach is the one that comes to mind.
Right.
They spent millions of dollars to refurb the beach, and, man, it was gone inside of a year.
Yeah,
because
it was
just washed out. And then it was back, and, it goes away and comes back. It's kind of how beaches are.
Yeah, well, Miami, the local government's been finally trying to shut down Hollywood for years so they can put a school there or something like that.
You should go to South Beach. Some of the girls don't wear tops there.
So basically, I think they're just getting all puritanical. I think Rita's been talking to them.
Yeah, Rita's in charge down there now. Thanks for the call, George. Enjoy the rest of your vacation, man. Have a good time down here in the Sunshine State. 800-259-9231, toll free. 1-800-259-9231. One more email about the resisting government situation in New London, Connecticut. This one from Thomas. He says, Free Talk Live, especially Manwich. On resisting government with force if necessary for liberty, Thomas Jefferson praises it. He said, quote, what country ever existed a century and a half without a rebellion? Our country lasted about a century and a half since the last rebellion. And what country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. The remedy is to set them right. The remedy is to set them right as to facts, pardon, and pacify them. What signify a few lives lost in a century or two? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is a natural manure. Something to think about from Thomas.
Well, I'm very fond of TJ, as you know. I he's on my favorite bill.
Yeah.
But I'm just scared, that's all.
Of course. And when
I like my house, I like my wife, I like my big fat cat, I like the way things are.
Right.
And I don't particularly want to go take arms against the government who I know is going to kill me if it wants to.
And we're not advocating that you take up arms. Now is certainly not the time. However,
but if I say to these people in New London, take up arms to defend your residences, the next step, the next logical step in that is, if I'm as much of a patriot as I talk about, that I need to get my Mossberg shotgun from my mom, who took it away from me because she didn't want me hurting myself, and go up to New London, Connecticut, and rent one of these apartments in that one of the landlords there has it's resisting
Fort Trumbull,
and say that this is where I'm living until the government comes and kicks me out. I mean, that's It's the next step.
That absolutely is a very big step to take. In fact, there are some people that have done that. One of the Free State Project members, as a matter of fact, has taken up residence in one of the apartment buildings, and she's ready to stay till the bitter end as well, even though it's not even her property. So 800-259-9231. Coming up, government trash collection. There is actually somewhere in this country where it has been totally privatized.
Oh, but, and plenty of places.
One of our listeners has the scoop. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with, no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat, and the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the Novio deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap, and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NOBIO. That's 1-888-881-6626, or visit no-bio.com today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Your calls about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming, the broadband version, as well as a dial-up version. So two sizes to fit all. It's all free at freetalklive.com. I will hold on to the garbage collection email here because we've got Marcos on the line. Marcos from Argentina, actually. Marcos, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Everything's cool. I want to talk about the international situation and what's going on with the U.S. government running out of control.
Yeah, what's up?
I know you guys are sponsored by freestateproject.org, and I totally applaud the project and what it's all about. But they say it's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, and I have a disagreement with that part of it.
Okay.
I'd be really interested in hearing it, because at this point, we've thought about it, we've worked the problem as best we can, and we still believe that it's the only chance for liberty in our lifetimes.
Well, the thing about America is that there's a whole lot of international airports there, so you can take a flight out to another country like a lot of people do, like I did, and live in another place where you're already just signing off the program and saying bye to Uncle Sam, and then, you know, you have disadvantages, but there's advantages too. And over the internet, I do business over the internet, and you know, it works to get out of the U.S.
So you're suggesting just leave the country, but you're living in Argentina. That's not necessarily one of the most free states in the world, is it?
No, I know, but the U.S. it's not getting any better.
Well, the way I see that, and you know, I mean, forgive me, I'm an American, and therefore I'm pretty chauvinistic about my country. But you know, according to the Cato Institute, we are the 12th, 13th freest nation on earth. Now we've slipped down the list a little bit. You know, number one being like Hong Kong.
Right.
These are economic freedoms.
Sure.
Number two is Singapore, and you're definitely not free in Singapore. You spit gum on the ground, they'll beat you with a stick.
Right.
But
America's government's running out of control, so people's got to start showing that they disagree and then doing
voting
something
with their feet
about it. Free
so
state project, that's great, but then you can actually do move overseas, do business over the internet.
What would you have to say to those people that live internationally already that have actually signed on to the Free State Project in order to, you know, the idea of coming from their country to the Free State?
That's great. That's great. I wish I could do that.
I mean, maybe they feel like there's not enough freedom in their particular countries. And again, I would agree that even though we're not heading in the right direction in America, still we're more free than most all of the other countries out there. And if we coagulate, if we get all of the freedom lovers all in the same place, all in New Hampshire, then I think we can have some amazing things happen instead of suggesting that everybody just sort of scatter across the world. I mean, that's basically what you're saying, is pick a country that you like and, you know, go move there and then work over the internet, right?
Well, it's like the U.S. heading for the crash. They've been partying too long.
Well, it seems a little unfair and disingenuous to me to move to another country and then to do business in the United States, do all my business in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
like,
so what? I mean, it's in a free world. There shouldn't be countries. There should be just latitudes and longitudes.
Well, I agree with that.
I agree with that.
That would be nice. Unfortunately, it's not probably going to happen in this lifetime. Manuel, thank you for the call, man. An interesting suggestion. However, I don't find that it is conducive to getting more liberty for the world. I mean,
the United States is only going to grow, and the only way to stop it is from here.
Right, from the inside. If it can be stopped, it has to be stopped from the inside. So we're still on board for the Free State Project, which is where all the best liberty activists are going from all around the world. They're coming to New Hampshire. This is your show. Hour number two is on the way. Garbage collection, your calls, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.